I would say just the socializing, and it feels very Christmassy. I just love Christmas. So anything to get my friends together and family together and just do something that we enjoy and get together and talk about our year, talk about what everyone's doing for Christmas.
Welcome to a holiday edition of Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens, a show for people who embrace the warm and cozy spirit of everyday living in the Midwest. From the blog Random Sweets, I'm your host, Stacy Mergenthal. Friends since kindergarten and Kmart co-workers in high school, Carissa Trigstead and Val Ellens have a bond that even Val's dense molasses cookies cannot break. They're joining me today because I heard that Carissa hosts an annual ranch cracker snacks mix tossing party, and to top it off, she weaves in a Christmas cookie exchange and an evening of cocktails and appetizers with their friends. Now, it hasn't always gone as planned, though, so along with Carissa's snack mix recipe from her friend Lorna Nielsen and Val and Carissa's tips for planning a successful night, these BFFs share some pretty funny stories from over the years, like how they define the 5-second rule and why scented garbage bags are not on their list. While you're listening, you can get the recipes and photos from this episode on my website, randomsweets.com. The direct link is in the show notes in your podcast app. Now, before I introduce you, I want to give Val and Carissa another huge thank you because with technical issues on this episode, they ended up meeting with me in person twice to record this episode. And then in the end, we ended up sitting in different areas of the building and recording on Zoom anyway. So now that part's fine, but their phone mic kept silencing them when they were both laughing. I just wish that you could hear them because their joy filled my heart with happiness. So in a few spots where they are both talking, but then there's sort of an awkward silence, just know that it's because Val and Carissa are laughing so hard together, they could hardly talk. Val and Carissa, welcome to Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens.
Thank you.
Hello.
We're headed into the holiday season. Christmas is about a month away. People are already decorating and they're planning their festivities with family and friends. And I learned last year that you and your friends have this really fun and very interactive tradition. You celebrate and you really are spreading that holiday cheer with your friends by gathering, and you prepare Chex Mix enough for everybody. And I don't even know how many people we're talking about, so I'll find that out today too. But you prepare this Chex Mix for everybody, and some people participate in a cookie swap, and you have some cocktails, maybe some appetizers. And I just think it's so neat. And I thought it would be fun and also maybe helpful for any of us who might want to start our own tradition like that, if you guys would just share what it all entails. And, you know, plus I know Val has told me you have some funny stories about what's happened over the years too.
Oh yes, for sure. Oh my gosh.
If you guys just want to take a minute to sort of introduce yourselves and tell everybody about yourself.
Oh gosh. Yes. Val, do you want to go first?
Sure. I can go first. Hi, I'm Val Ellens. And well, I guess we could do a little backstory on Carissa and I. We've been friends since, we've known each other since kindergarten. So we both went to Rutland High School and started kindergarten together, and our parents lived to us. It was kind of far away. She was a Volga girl and I was a Wentworth girl. So we didn't really hang out too much when we were younger, but kind of that high school to college time, we really started to get connected even more. And we've been really good friends and known each other since kindergarten. So, but yeah, I'm originally from like the Madison, Rutland area. And I moved to Minneapolis for a little bit, lived there for about 7.5 years. And then now live in Sioux Falls. Chris and I both live in Sioux Falls, and gosh, I spend my time, a lot of fitness things. I'm teach group fitness. I work at Dectronics, doing marketing, and me and Carissa love to go to concerts together. We just went to a concert last weekend.
Yep, last weekend.
Mm-hmm. What else do I do? I like to bike, go to breweries, a lot of family time. Yeah. So always fun things to do.
Yeah. I will add to that. I think Val and I really our bond really strengthened through big Kmart.
Oh, we worked
at Kmart in high school. So to the first job position right off of Interstate. And we got it. And so, well, there we go. Let's just start our high school job at Kmart.
Yep, we started our career together.
And so I think that was the start of our friendship. And then, yes, I got Val to move to Sioux Falls. Me and her family, it was a long time coming. And a few of our friends really heavily influenced her move to Sioux Falls. So we're happy to have her back. I am Carissa Trigstead, and I have lived in Sioux Falls since 2008, pretty much after college, I guess.
Yeah, and we both went to SDSU.
Yeah, we both are Jackrabbits.
Yeah.
And okay. SDSU fans. So live in Sioux Falls, love it here. And I work as a kitchen designer at Showplace, actually. And I also, amongst everything that Val enjoys, I really love cooking classes and wine classes and all things food and drink. So when Val asked me if I would do this, I was really excited. So in 2015 was the first year I did the cookie exchange. And we just started with a Christmas cookie exchange with my book club, thinking, okay, I have this big kitchen showroom. Let's utilize it and get everyone together to exchange Christmas cookies. So instead of having a bunch of one kind, we just have a few of a lot of kinds of cookies. So we started it then, and it's just kind of gotten bigger and different, I guess, every year since then.
Has it grown in the number of people, or is it kind of the same?
Every year it seems to be about around the same amount of people, except when we started the Chex Mix exchange or the Chex Mix making, some people just want that, or other people just want cookies. So I will get a varied amount of people for each. So that just influences, I guess, how many people attend every year, but usually right around the same amount of people, somewhere between 20 and 30 people.
Oh my gosh, that's way more than what I was thinking.
Yeah, it started with closer to 12 to 15 people. And then it just, some people drop out or don't want to do it one year and can't do it 1 year. We'll do it the next year. I bet I invite on average about 40 people. And of that, I would say 20 to 25 people end up actually coming.
Do you do it the same time of year every year?
I always do it the week before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So the week before everyone goes home for Christmas is when I'll typically do it. So everyone can bake the weekend before, and then we'll get together and exchange. And then everyone just brings the platters home.
Yeah. Tell me I was logistically trying to think through, you know, you make a batch or a double batch at home, and you've got to spread out. So it's nice that you're able to do it at the Showplace kitchen at the design center, where you spread out. It's a perk of working here, right? I mean, we're sitting in here right now.
Yep.
This place is amazing. It's so cool. And so there's a perk of having that space at the place where you work, because now that I realize how many people you have here, it's alone just enough room for all the bodies of people. But walk us through who brings what. How do you figure out that you're going to have enough? Not everybody shows up with just cashews, and then there's no cereal or.
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. And even with cookies, 1 year, I found it funny that everyone did almond bark dip. So we just had platters. Everyone had a platter of all these dipped items in almond bark. So the next year I made it no almond bark allowed. And so that was different too. But as far as the Chex Mix, the recipe calls for about 10 boxes or bags per recipe. And so I have everyone who's going to be involved in the Chex Mix exchange bring 2 boxes or bags of whatever they want to bring. So I call it a snack cracker mix, so that everyone just brings crackers or pretzels or chips of some sort, and they bring 2 bags or boxes of each.
Okay.
Then go from there. So I also have everyone RSVP if they'll be doing the cookie exchange and or the Chex Mix Exchange. So then based on how many people are coming, so say 20 people are doing the Chex Mix Exchange, that means I'll have 40 boxes of crackers. And that means that I'll be making 4 recipes of Chex Mix that night. And then we mix it all in giant bags, which I've discovered over the years, the perfect bags, because one year we had an explosion where a bag exploded all over the floor and it was a disaster. Oh, no. So it was just oil and crushed crackers. And
I felt so bad for the person that did it, though. It was his first time coming and he's taking it and it popped because it was so much air that the bottom, and then it just fell out. And so there were many photos and videos of this because it was, I mean, you had to capture this.
We had had cocktails and we're having a good time. So it was funny.
I felt so bad for him.
Yes, felt bad.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But it's it's like, okay, we'll never forget that cookie. It will forever have a memory for us. So do we tell them what we did with the bag of Chex Mix or with the crackers?
So any of the crackers that weren't touching the floor, we were fine with reusing.
It was an agreement between the whole group. I think we're okay with just skimming the bottom.
So we left one layer on the floor, but the rest we shared.
Yep.
Did that guy ever come back again?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yes. And he'll get another invite this year.
Oh, for sure.
Obviously, he's a friend, you know, somebody that you guys know and everything. But
changed the bag after that, right?
Yep. So after that, because that was a test run on, because one year we had an issue where the only bags we had were scented garbage bags. So that was really disgusting. And we had to run to the store quick to get different bags. So now I have found giant Ziploc bags. They're literally, oh my gosh, what are they? They hold like 5 cubic feet of clothes, but they're, you can also use them for food. So they're food safe. And that has been my go-to now for 2 years is the massive Ziploc body bags, essentially.
I love those bags. They seal tight. They have handles. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're really a thick plastic. So I use them for all different kinds of things, and there's all different sizes too, but you can get some pretty huge ones that have enough capacity to put some big blankets in them. So you're talking, you're doing the really big ones.
Yeah.
That must be the ones that I get. I order them off Amazon and because we use 4 of them, or I'll use one bag per recipe, essentially. So I'll just be sure to have enough of those for the Chex Mix recipe because it makes a huge batch. And we'll typically make like 4 to 5 batches.
The ovens, I mean, this is a dumb question, but obviously the ovens in this place work, or you must have oven.
We do have 2 functioning ovens, but we actually just send home all the Chex Mix unbaked and then give instruction for everyone just to bake their own recipe at home.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of nice though, because it takes a while for it to cool completely really before you want to store it away. So,
yep. Yeah. So it's worked really well. And some people don't bake them and say it still works out fine. I'm not a fan of that, but to each their own.
Some people told me if you just keep the bag open, like the whatever you get home, you let it kind of dry out a little bit with the oil. It absorbs it. Yeah. I baked it this year for a change and I like it either way.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's good to each their own, right?
That's right.
Do you Carissa, do you make sure that you're bringing I guess I don't know for sure. I haven't seen the recipe that you use, but mine has butter and garlic salt, Worcestershire sauce. And I use extra Worcestershire sauce. So you must bring all that then.
Good. Yours sounds great, Stacy. No, this recipe is it's called ranch cracker mix. So it's ranch dressing mix and Orville Redenbacher's popcorn oil.
Yeah. And okay.
So I can give you the recipe, but it doesn't call for butter or anything. It's a pretty easy recipe. It just makes a lot and everyone seems to like it. So that's been our go-to recipe for the past few years.
So how much do you think, what do you guys go home with?
It would be more of a smaller batch. So I always bring, so Costco has the grill roast pans. So the disposable grill roasting pans, those metal pans, and everyone goes home with one of those big metal pans full of Chex Mix that they can bake in the oven.
Okay. What inspired you to even start? I mean, you started in 2015, we're what, 8 years ago? What, and you did the cookie exchange first. So now my brain is like, did you just do the math right, Stacey? Or are you going to sound stupid?
I can't even. Yeah. Sounds okay. Perfect.
Anyway, we're going to get past the arithmetic and just go back into baking.
Good call. Yeah.
What inspired you to start doing the cookie exchange to begin with? And then how did that morph into the Chex Mix?
We decided that first year to do something different for book club besides, you know, talk about a book and drink wine. We thought, well, let's do something, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's what we discussed doing because we all enjoyed baking or enjoy baking. And so we thought, well, let's do this. And then one of the gals had been to an exchange that did Chex Mix and she brought the recipe for that. And so that's kind of when that started. And I guess it's just kind of changed over time with to where it is now.
Yeah. Well, you'll share the recipe. So we'll put that on the blog post that goes with this. Okay. We'll also share the picture of the Chex Mix on the floor. Pretty sure I've seen that one because it's fun. Yep. Right. And a few fun videos. But I also think if you think through, we could also share a little checklist. So if somebody says, I want to do this and figuring if it's 20, 30 people, we'll put together just a little checklist of here's what you need. And so kind of just what you talked about there too. And then even to think about, I hadn't even thought about how do people go home with it? So sure, you're making it. And then we'd be like, how are we supposed to take this home?
Right.
So you've even done all that.
For a couple of years, we all baked together. So everyone brought their mixer, the ingredients, because we had ovens, we have all the islands and everyone brought everything here. Well, then the one night someone brought a really, it was a very major recipe, cookie recipe. And we were here. Everyone was tired. Everyone was done drinking their wine and everyone wanted to go home and the cookies were still needing to be baked.
Oh my gosh.
So the next year we decided, you know what? Everyone just bake at home on your own time and let's just bring them all ready baked.
Yeah.
Because it went from fun to being a job.
Well, yeah. And you don't want to be like, hey, that one friend that did that, let's not invite that person.
Right. No, you don't want to be that person.
Yeah. So you guys are very PC about it. You know, you do your thing at home. We'll come back together.
Well, and that's a lot of cookies to bake.
It's a lot of cookies. So I ask everyone to bake 8 to 9 dozen cookies based on that many people so that everyone can get at least 6 of every cookie. So it's a commitment for everyone who attends.
Yeah.
So the cookie thing happens at the same time. And so this is the week before Christmas. So if you're doing your baking anyway, now you get to come and share, plus bring other stuff home.
Yeah, I think it's worth it. And everyone has a different, where I feel like over the years, everyone just kind of has their own same recipe that they bring every year. And
But it's nice too. You get so many varieties and I would never, ever make that many variety. No one would. Well, some people would, but
my mom would. So
right. us novice bakers would never do something like that. Or even, I mean, to go buy something like that already made would be a lot, you know, so to just have something that's has a cool experience with it as well with your friends and totally worth taking the time to bake out 8 dozen cookies on your own. So.
And we get to see our friends and have a little social time and right before Christmas and just get together.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like the one time a year I get to see certain people. So really sit and chat with them versus see them at a basketball game or see them at a football game quick and run into them. You get to like actually, you know, sit and chat. So it's nice.
That's what I really like too, is like we were saying, you're doing your baking anyway for the holidays. So now you're doing something that is already on your Christmas list of things to do, but now you get to go and share that with others and bring some home. And so it's kind of taking care of a couple of things at one time and enjoying your friends. So that's pretty neat. Do you hear people exchanging recipes at all? Or do they just kind of, does anybody say, wow, this is really good, I want the recipe? Or people kind of just do their own thing? And
So no one really tries any of the cookies that night. Mm-hmm. Everyone just tries mm-hmm. them later. And so I will have some people reach out and say, who brought this cookie? I want the recipe for that. Or, and we all kind of also share, oh, what was your favorite? Or, mm-hmm. ooh, that was oh. a bad one.
It is a fun conversation piece after when we run into like our besties. So we yeah. talk a lot, but you know, when you talk to your other friends that were at the cookie exchange and you see them after, you're like, oh my gosh, the cookies you made were so good. Or like, you do remember the ones that are not good.
Or the wives, the women will be like, oh, my husband loved that cookie. Or the kids loved those cookies.
Yeah.
So that's always interesting too.
Is there another cookie thing that you guys were going to talk about other than what you do that night?
I did mention how we went over to Austin's house and did a big cookie decorating night.
Yeah.
And
tell me about that.
So a friend of ours had just baked a ton of sugar cookies, which I find to be pretty much the worst part of frosted sugar cookies, is actually mixing the dough, rolling it out, and cutting the shapes. And he mm-hmm. had done this for a ton of cookies. And then we all just got together the one night and decorated and drank. And
yeah, that was fun. And he made the best icing. It was the most perfect icing to decorate a cookie with. And just, he did it to perfection and the most pretty colors. And so, so much fun. And that's the first time I'd done that with him. So that was a good time.
He made all those cookies and then you guys decorated them. I was going to ask if you got to take those cookies home.
Well, there was supposed to be a big party he was going to do, a Christmas party. And there was the terrible weather last year. So we got to have it. So I don't know what.
So he was just stuck stranded at home with all these cookies.
Sugar cookies.
I have no idea what he did with
them.
They
were so pretty.
So, yeah. The party got canceled and who knows what happened. Yummy cookies.
Yeah.
Well, he might have a party this year and then he's going to dig out of the freezer.
Yes.
Really pretty cookies with this really pretty color frosting that look quite familiar from last year.
That's right.
Come on over, ladies.
Yay.
Maybe he brought him to work.
Yeah. I bet he brought him to work.
Yeah.
Well, other than the plastic bags exploding and so finding something new to do that, have you learned any other like better tricks or tips or things that you do because of the years that you've done this now, either with the cookies or the cracker mix?
Well, I have found that being specific in cookies kind of helps if you want to be picky, where one year someone brought just 8 containers of the refrigerated cookie dough and wanted to bake them all and then put that on the tray. So I think it has helped with being specific about, I think I do let people do dip cookies now more, but a couple of years we just had all dipped pretzels. And so I think if you tell people that you want no dipped pretzels, it helps if you want to be picky, even though dipped pretzels are yummy.
But they are. Yeah. But the whole platter.
But a whole platter of dipped pretzels mm-hmm. is kind of lacking.
And you send out a Facebook invite, which is nice. And it's an event. And so mm-hmm. we try to write what kind of cookie we're going to bring so we don't get doubled up too much too. So that's a good thing to do, a tip or trick, I guess, to create a Facebook invite and then say, please write in your cookies that you're bringing so we can kind of keep it a little more varied.
And a lot of people also write what crackers they're bringing also.
Yeah.
And so that helps so we don't just get a whole thing of Cheez-Its.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I like that idea too.
I forgot about that now. Mm-hmm.
From the perspective of somebody like me who will write like, oh, all these things down and you don't know which ones to do. How can you decide? And then when you see that people are doing the thumbprint cookies or the ones with the peanut butter blossoms, or you can kind of cross those off and help narrow down what you're going to bring if other people are bringing things that you maybe normally would have.
And I think it also gets people to commit right away to what they're bringing so that no one else does that first.
Mm-hmm. Like a food day potluck at work, you know, and you're like, oh, I'm going to bring the napkins.
Yeah. I'm on napkin duty.
Okay. Right. It's a busy week for me, so I'm going to just do napkins. Yeah. Val, what was the other tip?
Napkins. Oh, okay. I have a few. Okay. I have my experiences cooking and baking that I had some flubs. But one thing I do want to say for sure is to, after you get the cookies, to separate them if they have strong scents or flavors to them.
Like a mint cookie.
Like a mint one, or there's some lemon ones. So you, when you get them home, if there's some that are kind of strong, it does help to kind of separate a few of them until you are going to serve them. So that's a good tip. Things that that's we've learned over the years.
And saran wrap, the sticky saran wrap. What is that called?
Cling wrap. Isn't it?
Gosh, what is that with the sticky on the back? That is like literally the key.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Is
where you can pull it off and it clings right back to it.
It's sticky. It literally has like Post-it on the back.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up.
It's good stuff.
Press and seal. So the key to a successful take home of the cookie platter is definitely press and seal and have a lot of it because it works great. And everyone just covers up their platters and brings them home and covers up the Chex Mix and brings it home so that it all just gets home in good shape.
And you can ditch out of it. Cover it again and you can't even tell it was open.
Re-press and seal.
You can re-press and seal it real easy.
So people are not bringing their own containers to bring stuff home in then.
So I supply platters, cookie platters for everyone to take home also. So I just end up getting those, to be honest, at the Dollar Tree. And they always have Christmas platters that are a buck each. And it's just so everyone can just go home with a Christmas platter of cookies.
Val, did you have more tips or no?
Oh, you wanted to share stories of flubs. I have plenty of those. I am not a baker. So anyone that's not a baker out there that's listening to this, you'll maybe appreciate mine. 1 year, I broke my mom's two of her mixers. She did not have the fancy ones. What's the fancy brand? KitchenAid? I don't remember.
It's one of them.
Don't remember what brand she had, but I did break two of her mixers and she still never lets me live it down. So for now, I just put gloves on, like disposable gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And I use my hands. I will never use another mixer in my life. I've shunned the mixers.
Well, or you could just get a KitchenAid.
Nope. I don't bake enough for them. I bake one time a year. And so my hands will do just fine. Like that's what they did in the olden days, right? They didn't have mixers, right?
Well, they had whisks.
Yeah, you can't whisk the cookie, though. You got to get down
not, there. Not once it gets into a dough, yeah.
Fancy. Val's cookies are real dense.
Well, what do you bring, Val?
Okay, speaking of dense, last year I brought molasses cookies. So molasses cookies, I think those are dense, right?
Yeah, they're pretty dense. She gets invited back for her personality.
She gets invited back for her personality.
And I'm just fine with that.
Yep. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then 1 year I made monster cookies and I put pretzels in them. And I will never do that again because they just dried them out. The pretzels.
Oh, yep.
Dried I would up. Never eat. So I'm still on the lookout for a good cookie this year. I don't know what I'm going to do, but
you need maybe a fluffier cookie, Val, that doesn't get your, well, you do like to work out though. So maybe you do like a dense cookie.
Yeah. It's a good workout.
Yeah. It's a good workout for your hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, you know, dipped pretzels are good for somebody like you, but you guys will ban those.
Val will have the only exception for a dipped pretzel. Right. No, nothing dipped except Val.
Whatever, I'll walk in, they'll be like, well, why did Val get to bring dipped pretzels?
It's like, well, do you want her dense cookies?
Her dipped pretzels are the best.
Does that include, so the dipped stuff, does that include, do you exclude the, one of my favorite things is the, when you take two Ritz crackers, spread peanut butter on them and then dip them in the chocolate almond bark.
Oh, that would be good. That would
see, those are incredible. Fun. And those don't take a mixer.
That's true. Val, maybe that's your cookie this year.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
Do you know what though? Those take a long time. I honestly would rather just make a big batch of cookies. Yeah. Then you get to just hang out and, you know, watch you know, do things around the house while your cookies are baking. Yeah. Versus
I like it because I get some good standing time on my watch. You know, it tells me that I stood a lot that day.
So. Then you deserve to eat one.
Yep.
What do you guys like the most about having this get together, the cracker get together?
I would say just the socializing, and it feels very Christmassy. I just love Christmas. So anything to get my friends together and family together and just do something that we enjoy and get together and talk about our year, talk about what everyone's doing for Christmas and have
some play Christmas music.
Yep. We play Christmas music. And oh, we also have everyone bring their own bottle of wine or whatever they want to drink. So everyone just pops open their wine and everyone shares that. So that's kind of fun. And a lot of people bring appetizers to share. And so, I mean, you can't get better than food and drink and friends and family. And it's a good little weeknight.
Right. Yeah. How about you, Val? What do you look forward to? What do you like about it?
Well, obviously the social part. I think that's, again, I get invited back every year. But coming from someone that doesn't bake, it's the one time a year I'm like, okay, I'm going to try baking. I'm going to do it again. Here we go. Give it another whirl. But I also get a big variety because I'm not a big baker. So I, you know, it gives me something to take to my family functions. Mm-hmm. Honestly, would never do that if I wouldn't do this. So that gives me a good opportunity to get my hands dirty and try something new each year. So
mm-hmm. If somebody's like, hey, I kind of want to do this. And so, like I said, we can share the recipe. People can use whatever recipes they want. Maybe they're going to make spicy pretzels. Or what advice would you give to them about, in general, starting a tradition like this?
I would say just do it. And you'll probably have issues, which you'll remember for the next year. And then it's just fun. I do think the Facebook invite definitely helps so that everyone, it's all documented and you can just refer back to that. And yeah, I think if you have a group of friends and family doing anything fun like that before the holidays, you can just make it what you want.
Obviously having the space for it too, because you do need a lot of counter space to set up the cookies too. So that's something to definitely consider when you're planning it out. Location for sure. So.
Oh, counter space. I thought you said car space. And I thought, oh yeah, that's true. Where does everybody park?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's true too.
It is another thing.
Yeah. But yeah, counter space is very helpful to have.
Yeah. How many people are actually in the kitchen mixing everything together? Is it everybody or do you only have a handful of people actually mixing the cracker mix?
Yeah. So the cracker mix, it probably takes six of us to make it. And then everyone else is just eating and drinking and talking. So yeah, as far as hands-on in the kitchen, you don't need everyone to partake in that. And you also will have your dining room table, you know, if you want to set the platters out on the dining room table. And I find that not a lot of people sit. Everyone just kind of mixes and mingles around. And so I wouldn't worry about needing a ton of space. You want your table and an island probably and countertops on the perimeter, you know, where you can make do with whatever.
Yeah, or even like your garage space. You could put out those long tables in your garage.
And,
and they're cool in the garage. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else that you guys want to share with everyone?
I think we got our list covered. Tonight.
Covered quite a bit.
We did.
Yeah. You're making me very excited for this event.
Well, first of all, like I said earlier, we're sitting in Showplace Kitchen Design and you guys manufacture down in Harrisburg, right?
Yep, South we Dakota? Do.
Harrisburg. So South Dakota made, which is really cool. So I'm hoping, Carissa, that you and I can connect again and that I can persuade you to do an all things kitchen episode to, you know, help us through what are things that are new in kitchens now? And is it really worth doing the pull-out recycling bin and just all these kind of cool things that are available that we either know about or that are new and that we don't even know exist. So.
Oh, fun. Yes. Let's do it. Sounds great.
And that's where people can find you. But Val, if somebody was in the Sioux Falls area and wanted to come jump around with you, you have like the most energy of anyone I know. Tell people again where they can find you, where you teach your fitness classes.
Yes. I teach at Form Fitness here in Sioux Falls. And I'm pretty active on Instagram. So you can always follow me on Instagram. I'll post sometimes the classes I teach or any specials we have going on at Forum. So yeah, always teaching, getting my energy out non-baking wise.
All right. Well, Val and Krissa, thank you for sharing your fun stories and your recipes. This has been fun. And
Stacey, I think you officially have an invite to this one, right?
Yeah. Are you coming to the cookie exchange this year?
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
Oh, it would be a blast.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Thank you guys. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now you see what I'm saying about these two? Val and Carissa spread sunshine whenever they are together, and I just hope that they inspire you to plan an annual get-together of any kind with your friends any time of year. Carissa gave me the ranch cracker snack mix recipe that they use, plus she gave me a list of how she plans for the snack mix making and her cookie exchange. So head on over to randomsweets.com where she shared those with us, and I did put the direct link in the show notes so you can get that in the podcast app. Well, I'm happy that you pressed play today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens so that I can keep sharing stories from people like you who embrace the warm and cozy spirit of everyday living in the Midwest. I'm your host, Stacey Mergenthal. Sweet holiday wishes.